Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Now, friends, when the Spirit of God is leading, he'll take the things of Christ and show them unto you. And he will use the Word of God. I disagree with these today that say they were converted by the hearing of a song. Now, the song may have affected you emotionally and led your will to make a decision. But, my friend, if there wasn't the Word of God somewhere in the background, it wasn't a conversion. You have to have the Word of God. How important that is. And this man, Simon Peter, that God so wonderfully used, as we've seen, he made it very clear that if you're going to be saved, the Word of God has to be involved in it, and has to be involved in it in such a way that, well, you just wouldn't be born without it. Listen to him. In 1 Peter 1:23, he says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away. But the Word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the Word which by the gospel is preached unto you. So it's the Spirit of God using the Word of God. Now what's going to happen? As they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. Now don't think that when verse 35 ends, these men didn't talk things over. They had quite a conversation. And when they finally came up to where there was water, and as they went on their way, they came into a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. Now, Philip has already had an experience back up there with another one who was Simon the sorcerer. And he's not about to have a repetition of that. And when this man asked for water baptism, he said to him, if you believe with all your heart. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He believes that he's his Savior. And verse 38, he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. Actually, he's not needed anymore, you see. He just absolutely doesn't walk off the page of Scripture. He's snatched off the page of Scripture. He's not needed anymore. What happens? Well, the Ethiopian eunuch rides off the page of Scripture in his chariot. He went on his way rejoicing. And what about this man? Well, did you know that the first great church was not in the United States, that it was not in Europe, and that it was not in Jerusalem, it was not in Asia Minor? The first great church was in North Africa, was in Ethiopia. The Ethiopian eunuch evidently went back, and through his witness and his influence, a church was begun there. A great deal could be said about that church. Now, what about Philip? Verse 40, but Philip was found at Azotus. Now that's Ashdod. Ashdod is over in the Gaza Strip. And passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Now you will find that from Ashdod, he went up through Joppa. Tel Aviv is there today. It wasn't there then. Joppa was there. And then he went on up to Caesarea, preaching the gospel along the coast. You see, the gospel now has gone out to Samaria and to Judea. It's moving in that direction, and we've had a remarkable conversion, the conversion of the Ethiopian eunuch. But not only the Ethiopian eunuch, notice something else here.